Hey Piggies, this is Amber Lee, and this is my next podcast. I know I've been off, but I'm going to get back to my weekly, bi-weekly basis of podcasting. Well, nothing really important or exciting happened this week other than me getting sick and losing my voice for a while, but I'm beginning to wonder whether or not that had anything to do with me going to a concert and screaming my lungs out. Continuing on, what can I say? I really like Buck Cherry. Well, as for specials and deals, other than the launch of my members area, there really isn't one. Continuing on, the topic of this week is something I find very interesting. We haven't talked about it before. Then again, we haven't talked about a lot, so that leaves a lot of wide open area to cover, which is chastity belts. Yay! Every guy should be in one. Yes, I believe every guy should wear chastity belts at least three to four months a year. Reason being is it teaches you control. It teaches you what you can and cannot do, how far you are willing to go. And most guys in most cases aren't willing to go that far when it comes to chastity, which I find hilarious. I mean, how come you're not willing to just completely cut yourself off and not be able to jerk off whenever you want to? I mean, also another misconception of chastity belt wearing is that you can't pee. You can use the restroom. That's quite possible. However, you basically cannot just stroke your cock whenever you want to. You'll have to do that whenever the chastity belt is unlocked. And I believe that only a woman should hold the key to your chastity belt. Or if you're gay, then your significant other. Or your male master. It just doesn't matter. But anyways, continuing on. I think that y'all guys should, the submissive ones, should wear chastity belts simply to teach you control and to show you truly who's boss. Because if you're going to be in the BDSM world, you're going to be subservient and you're going to be true to this. You need to understand what it's like to have yourself put on a schedule, to have requirements set of you. Okay, yes. You can have this chastity belt taken off once you complete X number of tasks within X number of days, and to my satisfaction. So if you put half your heart into completing those tasks, sure, you get them done on time, but maybe your mistress or master won't allow you to be out of your chastity belt for more than 30 seconds. You really learn how to go about pleasing a person and being there for all their needs and doing exactly what that person has asked of you. And if you're really good, if you really love them, if you really are devoted, if this is truly your lifestyle, you will not only complete those tasks, you will go above and beyond. Say one of the tasks is to clean the bedroom using your toothbrush on your hands and knees naked. You will take your toothbrush, you will clean it, your hands and knees naked, you will not bitch, you will not whine, you will not complain. All the while, you'll be praising your master or mistress, saying, you know, thank you, I love you, this is a very humbling task, I understand why you're making me do this. See, that's going above and beyond. You'll clean it with a swiftness, you'll be jovialant, you'll be almost you'll be happy doing the task. You won't be almost happy, you will be happy. It'll make you happy doing the task. So yes, I think being in chastity is a very important thing. One of my favorite chastity devices would have to be the CB3000, simply because I like the clear one, because you can look in it and see it, and it's just one of the better chastity devices, because I've had several piggies wiggle themselves out. They'll send me their key and to my P.O. box, and I will give them tasks, give them time, give them stuff to do, you know, wear a thong to work for 6 days, call me at a predetermined time every single day, and they won't do it. They'll wiggle themselves out of the chastity device. Either some will make copies of the key, or some will pick the lock. And that just proves to me that they're not true submissives, and they end up getting blocked because of it. Because I'm not here to waste my time. I am a mistress, I am a dom, and if you're truly into this lifestyle, I think that this is one of the things that you'd be willing to do for me. And if you're not, well, then don't waste my time with some fantasy. If it's just your fantasy, tell me up front. I'm very understanding of that fact that some guys just want that fantasy of being locked away into a chastity belt, and some guys honestly do want to be locked away in the chastity belt. So be sure to tell your mistresses if that is one of the things you're into, or if it's just a fantasy. My last point about chastity belts is that you have an explosive orgasm if you stay in it for any length of time, a good length of time, and come out of it, you will just explode everywhere because it feels so good. It's just such a sweet release to come out of that chastity device and to be able to masturbate for the first time. So yes, this is why I think that chastity belts are important. It teaches control. It shows reward for being good and giving good, not undermining instruction and listening to instruction. So I believe that if you are truly submissive, you would be willing to be in a chastity device for a given length of time. And those are just my thoughts on it. I'm interested in hearing y'all guys' thoughts. You can catch me on Night Flirt. You can catch me on Yahoo. And you can always leave a comment. Never be afraid to comment on any of my podcasts and or just the normal posts where I ramble about whatever I like choose to ramble about. So this is Princess Amberlee, and I'll talk to you piggies later. Kisses and bye.